9:27, 4CC. Time to catch up with our federal member, Ken O'Dowd. Hello, Ken.
Good morning, Hammer. How are you?
Good. Been a little while. Nick, you're retiring out of politics shortly, but you've been busier than you have been in quite a while.
Well, you know, there's an election coming up sometime soon. I can't tell you when, but yeah, it's pretty busy. And as you know, I just got back from Canberra last week, and that's possibly my last visit as a parliamentarian to Canberra. But we've just got to wait and see. We're scheduled to go back next week. That will depend on whether the Prime Minister calls for election this weekend. So we'll just have to watch this space.
There's a new trade deal with India.
Yeah, well, as you know, I think one thing COVID has taught us, and what's happening on the global scene with the Russia and the Ukraine and China, we can't put all our eggs in one basket, not that we have. India, with 1.3 billion people, there's a big market there, and as you know, most Indians only eat one meal a day. And I was warned a couple of years ago, wait till we start eating two meals a day. We'll need double the production of... It's going to suit our lobsters, our farmers, both beef and lamb, the citrus industry, wool industry, those type of industries, the berries, the avocados, cherry, cover 85% of our products that we reduce. So,
great news. Mate, the fuel excise, the government halved the tax, the fuel excise, and it's brought the price of petrol down across the region. BP at Tanum, down to $1.72.9. Other surveys which have got it down under $1.80.
Yeah, I noticed that around Glasson, $1.79 and all that, and I think it will come down even further, 22.2 cents from the federal government. It's a great help, but also helping us is the barrels is below $100 a barrel now, and the Australian dollar is strong. Those couple of things with the excise, it's making our fuel a lot cheaper. Mm. And, of course, this flows on throughout everything, and because everything's carted somewhere by transport, and that'll make that cheaper too. The days of 2.30, 2.40 for petrol and diesel are hopefully gone, and the excise is off for 6 months, but let's hope it's not needed, and market forces will dictate the terms, and we can buy fuel for well under $2 a litre, which is what... Now.
And finally, vaccine. It's the vaccine with COVID. Things are looking pretty positive.
I think so. I'd like to say it's totally behind us, but it's not, of course. But there's only, on this week's figures, from supplied to me by Michael Rutherford, there's only 14 patients in the Rockhampton Hospital. That's looking pretty good. There's none, to my knowledge, in intensive care. So those numbers are coming down, and hopefully... we're on top of the situation, and hopefully we can get lives back to normal. But, you know, the vaccines mandates have been lifted as of the 14th, so that's great news for pubs, clubs, restaurants and so forth.
All right, Ken, thanks for your time again. We'll catch up again next week. Oh, you got a bad joke?
Oh, yeah, I think I have. I hope you haven't heard it. But did you hear about the kidnapping at the school up here this week?
The kidnapping?
Yeah, oh, yeah. But anyway, we ended up all right. The teacher woke the student up.
Oh, that's probably the worst one you've told in 2 years. Ken, that's good, though. It's a good thing. Ken, thank you, mate. You have a great weekend.
See you, Hammer.
Federal Member for Flynn, Ken O'Dowd, 4CC.